This is JIS News. Coming up, government ramps up effort to improve mental health services for children in state care. Persons with disabilities to benefit from ICT workshop and JCF Museum opened in St. Catherine. Details after the break.
Customize your Christmas cards and calendars at the JIS. Let us design yours today. Visit jis.gov.jm for details.
Now the news. The government has ramped up its efforts to improve mental health services for children in state care and implement a national child diversion program. The Ministry of Youth and Culture launched the Reducing the Juvenile Population in State Supported Institutions in Jamaica project on Wednesday. It is designed to support the government's efforts to improve the quality of care and rehabilitation of wards of the state and divert children away from judicial proceedings and placements in institutions where possible. The project will pilot a mobile mental health service for wards in Kingston, St. Andrew and St. Catherine.
Because it makes no sense that we implement policies, which we have, and we've implemented all the infrastructure, but we're not equipping and rehabilitating minds. So this is a simultaneous approach. When we decided to go in this direction, we all approached UNICEF and the EU to help us with something. Give us something in the meantime that could help. And that is where the idea for the mobile clinic came from first.
The program is being supported through grant funding from the European Union and UNICEF Jamaica and is being implemented by the Child Development Agency and the Ministries of Health and Justice. Persons with disabilities will benefit from a workshop focused on the use of information communication and technology ICT in boosting their productivity. The workshop, to be hosted by the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, MSTEM, is expected to assist in the design of policies and programs to be delivered over various media. The workshop will be held at the Montego Bay Conference Center on December 5.
There's also going to be a demonstration of how technologies can assist persons with disabilities, and this will be done primarily by persons who have disabilities, and they'll include the braille input devices to assist blind persons who using the keyboard and the screen output systems to read screen text. Just to, you know, indicate the consciousness about this particular segment, we did a site visit to the facility, and we had to ensure that the facility actually was compliant and could accommodate persons with.
Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson speaking at the JIS think tank session on Tuesday. Interested persons may contact the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining. Registration closes Thursday, November 28. The workshop is part of activities to mark ICT Week, being observed December 2 to 6. The rich legacy of the near 150-year-old Jamaica Constabulary Force, the JCF, is being preserved with the opening of the Police Museum on the grounds of the Jamaica Police Academy in Twickenham Park, St. Catherine. The museum was officially opened Tuesday and is housed at the Library of the Training School. It showcases artifacts collected over the 146-year history of the JCF.
We've had collections of artifacts over the years. In fact, the first collection was in 1967 when the JCF celebrated its centenary. We lost a lot of those, unfortunately, but we've been able to recover bits and pieces of it, brought them together, and Commissioner Ellington insisted that we find a home for the artifacts and make it a museum.
Assistant Commissioner in Charge of Training and Chief Chaplain, JCF Bishop Dr. Gary Welsh. The opening of the JCF Museum forms part of activities to mark Police Week, being observed November 24 to 30 under the theme Enlightened by Our Past, Enriching the Present, Envisioning the Future. And Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson has expressed support for the use of marijuana for medical purposes. He, however, stresses that he's against the smoking of the substance, which has serious health implications.
Jamaica can lock off itself from the rest of the world, or the research findings that are available that is pointing to a significant number of illnesses that medical marijuana is responding to. So I want that to be very, very clear that when it comes to medical marijuana, I am fully on board.
Minister Ferguson was responding to questions posed by the Rotary Club of St. Andrew meeting in Kingston on Tuesday. That was JIS News. I'm Anthros Campbell.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.